And alone, thank you for letting me allow me to be on this distinguished panel. I'm Muslim Shaheed, professor of chemistry of United States, Lone Star College. I want to make a quick statement here. I think there's a problem with the definition of systemic and institutional racism. So I'll give my definition. Institutional racism can be defined as the racial attitudes found in an ethnic group's traditions, beliefs, and opinions and myths that are firmly ingrained in the very fiber of the ethnic group's cultural paradigm, where such traditions, beliefs, opinions, and myths have been practiced and sustained for so long that they are accepted as common facts, understood to be normal behavioral practices, whereas such practices, in effect, marginalize and demonize the human worth of another ethnic group. Some examples of American institutional racism beliefs, practices, and myths: the good guys wear white, and the bad guys were black. He's the black sheep of the family. Spooks and evil comes out in the dark at night. Thomas Edison was the first man to invent a commercially viable light bulb in the US. No black African civilizations ever had an advanced societies of science development and institutes of higher learning. It is institutional racism that compels many law enforcement officers to see American Africans as less human than American Europeans, and thus the use of deadly force becomes justifiable, even though less lethal force could have been an option to use to subdue the American African subject. It is well understood by modern day thinkers and philosophers of rational thought that the science protocols of natural law is a remedy to mitigate institutional racism in American social culture. The science protocol that governs the thinking process of natural law is called the scientific method. Here are a few examples how the scientific methodological paradigms of natural law will correct racist concepts, beliefs, and myths. We see different colors because the chemical molecular structure of a substance absorbs some wavelengths of the electromagnetic radiation spectrum while reflecting others. There is nothing even about black or nothing good about white. There are just colors and not even original colors. An American African named Louis Latimer invented and developed the first commercially viable light bulb in the US. At its peak, long before Europeans built universities, the University of Sankore at Timbuktu, Mali, at an average attendance of around 25,000 within a city of 100,000 people. The science protocols of natural law are a necessary remedy that will heal the world and will ultimately remove the lingering disease of racism and artificial nationalism. Implementing the protocols of the scientific paradigms of natural law in public educational systems will over time sequester racism from being a divisive force between ethnic groups and the family of mankind. Thank you very much.